the moment-to-moment balancing act. At the black belt level, you can shift like lightning from one foot to the other and back again. While you're processing your in-basket, for example, your assistant comes in and tells you about a situation that needs immediate attention. No sweat, your tray is still there, with everything still to be processed in one stack, ready to be picked up again when you can get back to it. While you're on hold on the phone, you can be reviewing your action list and getting a sense of what you're going to do when the call is done. While you wait for a meeting to start, you can work down the read-review stack you've brought with you. And when the conversation you weren't expecting with your boss shrinks the time you have before your next meeting to 12 minutes, you can easily find a way to use that window to good advantage. You can do only one of these work activities at a time. If you stop to talk to someone in his or her office, you're not working off your list or processing incoming stuff. The challenge is to feel confident about what you have decided to do. So, how do you decide? This again will involve your intuitive judgments. How important is the unexpected work against all the rest? How long can you let your in-basket go unprocessed and all your stuff unreviewed and trust that you're making good decisions about what to do? People often complain about the interruptions that prevent them from doing their work. But interruptions are unavoidable in life. When you become elegant at dispatching what's coming in and are organized enough to take advantage of the weird time windows that show up, you can switch between one task and the other rapidly. You can be processing emails while you're on hold on a conference call. But you must learn to dance among many tasks to keep a healthy balance of your workflow. Your choices will still have to be calibrated against your own clarity about the nature and goals of your work. Your ability to deal with surprise is your competitive edge. But at a certain point, if you're not catching up and getting things under control, staying busy with only the work at hand will undermine your effectiveness. And ultimately, in order to know whether you should stop what you are doing and do something else, you'll need to have a good sense of what your job requires and how that fits into the other contexts of your life. The only way you can have that is to evaluate your life and work appropriately at multiple horizons.